What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of 101 Sports and Card Sports Card episode. As always, I'm Nate the Halloween. With me, it's your Trish.
What's going on? Gonna be a short one today. Not too much going on. We got some releases, of course. Wednesday, tomorrow, because today's Tuesday, but technically today, Top Series 1 comes out. Pretty big deal for a lot of people.
Don't buy.
3-2 baseball.
Don't buy.
Panini does have the downtowns in it. This is the part that now has the downtowns because they got rid of Diamond Kings. How dare you get rid of Diamond Kings?
Don't buy.
Buy the downtowns because they're going to be cheaper.
That's a fact.
Prism WNBA. Don't buy. Overrated.
It's also overpriced.
Yeah.
Stupidly overpriced.
Friday is Finest UFC. If you like UFC, I do. I mean, I like UFC, but I don't like the cards. I don't know anybody that buys UFC. I think I've been asked about UFC one time in all the shows I've been to. So, some news. It's all Series 1 news. That's all I have. Besides Prism having 81 parallels and only 3-1-1s. So, good luck getting that rainbow with anybody.
Not the rainbow of Tim Duncan?
Yeah.
The design does look good, though.
Looks okay.
It looks good.
I haven't really seen it.
It's the same as the NFL. Oh. It is one of the best Prism designs since, you know, the first years of Prism.
2012. Yeah. So, Jason Kelce's going to have a autograph in Series 1 because of the first pitch at Philadelphia. Yeah, that's all on that one. Another top Series 1. Cards limited to the jersey number.
They're
ugly.
It would have been better if they would have just put, like, the number, one solid number in the background, or something.
Or made the border. Not all around the card. Made, like, the border.
They could have, like, the logo.
Yeah. But, they're not it.
It's also limited to 20 players.
Yeah. Zilla number one.
Yeah. This top said there was one that was number one.
I'm trying to think who's even number one as a star player. It's probably not a star player. So that's the news. Like I said, this is a very short episode. Probably not worth putting out. But, you know, I do have some news. PSA. Round of applause for PSA. It is finally out of assembly after 2 weeks in assembly.
It's been more than 2 weeks.
Yeah. So this submission took...
Seems like you've been saying 2 weeks for the last, like, month.
Yeah. Submission took over 2 months. It's the longest I've ever had since having the PSA account. So, it's because all you Pokemon people are sending all your poopy Pokemon cards in.
Hey, guess what you get next month? From me.
The One Piece.
No.
Oh.
That's 2 months, and no. It's getting greedy.
I said I'd buy it from you.
And sell it. Yeah, you'll sell it after it comes back as, you know, like a PSA 1 because...
They turn it back.
Yeah.
What?
Avatar The Last Airbender cover.
Oh, boy.
I don't want
it. The one I got today from the sports one is Vince Carter, so that one will definitely stay in my PC. So, hopefully, it's Raptors, not Dallas, not Grizzlies, not any of the 15 other teams you played for.
Hawks.
Yeah. Please be... Oh, that'd suck. They made the Raptors one like a limited edition. And all. PSA would be the ones to do that. Who is it? No, Vince Carter's one of my favorite ones. So. And Team Macaroni Cheese. Buy, sell, hold now. Jalen Hurts.
Sell. It's a great time to sell. Sell everything. Didn't deserve to win Super Bowl MVP. Still should have been Josh Smith.
Don't they have two sweats on the team?
No. Well, you're thinking of Montez Sweat. Yeah. The boys for the Bears.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Jalen Hurts is a sell now. This is the hottest he's going to be for a while. But I do like Jalen Hurts as a QB. I think he gets no credit, I don't think, compared to other people. I personally think he's... Jordan Love.
Bull.
I truly think he is.
Bull.
I think he's almost better than Justin Holbrook. I think he's right behind Joe Burrow. And Tua's good. He just can't win against good teams because his team fails him too.
You know why Jalen Hurts is so good?
What?
Look at the team around him. Jalen Hurts was not the reason they made it this far. Kenny Pickett. You saw Tanner McKee come in and win 3 games at the end of the season for him. Anybody can win that quarterback with them. I will say Jalen Hurts stepped up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because they needed him because Saquon was completely shut down.
Yeah. I still like Jalen Hurts a lot. He's came down a lot in price since he was hyped. I would say he's probably cheaper than Joe, for sure. He's cheaper than Love. He's cheaper than, I think, Tua right now, too. I think he's the...
Maybe right. Not right.
Yeah, not right now. But at one point, he was. I think he's a good buy later in the offseason once this whole Super Bowl shenanigans cools down. Because I do believe that they have a good chance to 2-peat. I really do if they keep everybody. Next guy is the same guy as... Not the same guy. That would be stupid. Another guy on the winning Eagles team is a defensive player who has had a great rookie year, and people love this kid, and for good reason. He is amazing. He is one of the most collectible defensive players, I think. And that's Cooper DeJean.
So, this stuff skyrocketed. Still pissed off at the Packers organization for not drafting him. I said he was going to be the best corner in this draft. I watched a lot of his stuff at Iowa, which you watch them games just for defense because God knows they don't have an offense. He's a great player. He's going to be very good in the future. It took him a little while to actually become a starter for the Eagles, but clearly he's shown that he's going to be a starter for them for a while.
He's also a great punt returner.
Yeah. But this is a set.
Yeah, this is a great time to sell. Honestly, I would have been selling Cooper DeJean anyways at release because of how expensive he is for a defensive player. But this is especially a good time to sell. He made a great play. Arguably, it's what torn the Eagles around to give them the momentum to win this game.
They already had the momentum.
Yeah.
They had the momentum since from the opening kickoff.
But you know what I mean. It definitely boosted them. He's a really likable kid, too. He just seems like a down-to-earth guy.
I also want to shout out Zach Baum, who had the other interception.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, where he was a Saint, Saints cut him.
Yeah.
Wisconsin guy. You know, seen Zach play for a long time.
Yeah.
It's great to see him actually having a shot.
Have a success, too. Yeah. In the biggest game. So definitely a sell on Cooper DeJean. I don't even know if I'd buy him after this.
It's a sell on every Eagles player right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Even Jason Kelce. So. Next guy is a guy that a lot of people kind of forgot about because he's been a bench player, but he's now got a chance to start, I believe. He was in the 1920 class. He was one of the more expensive guys actually coming out of that class, and it kind of dropped off. And that's DeAndre Hunter.
Hold to the playoffs. The Cavs are the best team in the East right now. Record-wise, I'm not saying they're the best team in the East, because I still think the East runs through Boston, which I hate saying. But if they he makes them a better team, just because that is the one area. Their backcourt is great with Garland and Mitchell. Their front court is great with Mobley and Jared Allen.
They don't have a middleman.
It was Isaac Okoro, who's a great defender, but not the best scorer. Now you get a guy who's a great defender, great scorer. The only bad thing is he's had injury issues throughout his career. But this season he's having a career year. So I would hold what you have. If you want to buy, if you think the Cavs are going to go, you know, make it to the finals, possibly win the finals, then buy and then sell once that happens. I don't think that's going to be, and also even if that does happen, he's going to be majorly overlooked by, you know, Garland Mitchell, Mobley, and
the whole team.
I'd say the three. He's not going to get overlooked by Jared Allen because most people don't realize Jared Allen exists, which is sad.
I do.
Because Jared Allen's one of the best big men in the league, in my opinion. But just flying under the radar guy, like I'm not saying, you know, he's a top five center in the league because he's not. But, yeah, just hold and then sell once the playoffs begin because they're already a playoff team. It's impossible for them to miss out on the playoffs, basically. So, hold and then sell once the playoffs begin.
If you, for some reason, still have his stuff in a box somewhere, I think this could be a decent opportunity to possibly sell. But if you, you know, if you believe in the Cavs, which I think they're going to make it pretty deep, I don't think they're going to win. We'll make it out of the East as the
Eastern Conference champions.
Yeah. Maybe hold. I mean, he's not too expensive at all. Most likely, if you have this stuff, you've had it since 1920 or maybe a little after that. He's dirt cheap. I think his freaking number auto stuff is like near to nothing.
From what it was.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be the difference maker to make this team win a championship. Do I think
he can be the difference maker? Because what's the most important position in the NBA? The wing. You have to be a good wing scorer and defender, and he's both. Is the most important position in basketball.
But I just don't think they actually win the championship. Anyways, they're good, but I don't think they can beat out Boston in a healthy Bucks team. So,
screw the Bucks, the Knicks.
Yeah.
You say that the Bucks?
The Bucks always show up.
Yeah, because everybody wants to watch, you know, Kyle Kuzma in the playoffs just chuck up 23s a game and miss them all.
Yeah. That won't happen if Giannis beat the crap out. So, I guess it's kind of a selling a hole, I guess, if you want to. Do not you put your money towards somebody else. It's not much money, but those different dart throws out there, you take risk on. Such as like buyout football and people like that. He's buyout's a little expensive than DeAndre Hunter, but
he's a better player.
Yeah, he's got
on a way worse. Literally flip it up because the Cavs are the second best team in the league behind, they're a half game behind Thunder. They're 43-10. Thunder 43-9. Really flip that upside down, and you have the Wizards or Latch.
Yeah,
you have 9 wins.
Yeah,
which is amazing when you say that out loud.
And no, halfway through the season,
over
which halfway is through the season. What 40 games? How many games did they play?
82.
82. Okay, so 41 over 41 games in, and they have 9 wins. That just shows how poop the Wizards are.
They have a lot of young talent.
Yeah, they just gotta mesh together. They have a good coach, so.
And a good front office.
Yeah. That's kind of one up in the AL with Sal and Hold. Do not buy them. I do not buy. Unless you like gambling. Which, if you're in this hobby, you do. So, next thing. Our last segment. Unless you have anything else you have news-wise, I have not. I mean, this controversy about PSA is actually not changing, but I'm not going to talk about that because I don't really care. Anything else besides going overrated? Overrated, underrated, one that a lot of people, I think we're both going to agree on this, but a lot of people are going to disagree with us. Prism WNBA. This year's Prism WNBA.
It's overrated because of the price. Nah, it's not overrated because of the players in it. Like, of course, Caitlin Clark's the one that's driving the price up. You also have Angel Reese. You have a bunch of other good rookies. Plus, most of the autos that they put in it are legends.
Yeah.
But there's no reason it should be as expensive as it is. Just because of the Caitlin Clark hype. I know the Dutch auction for First Off the Line ended at $2,200.
I hold it sold out pretty much immediately.
Yeah. And people were pissed because they didn't even allow the Ducks auction to happen.
Yeah.
Hobby Box is $1,195.
Oh boy.
You get two orders.
It's like a normal prism.
You have to hit a Caitlyn Corbin.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's overrated. I don't care who's in this. Who actually watches WNBA besides the FIBA games? Nobody. Every time I go to a show, you watch these videos, everyone's like, oh my god, I can't clock. I need all the cards. Whenever I go to shows, I don't see a single Caitlin Clark card for sale. I've been asked about Caitlin Clark once. I see the hype. She is amazing. But then again, who is the last women sports star that we collected? Nobody.
This is just a major diss.
I'm just saying.
On women's sports.
No, but I'm saying, who watches this?
Many people. You realize they had their best season.
Because of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Do I think the women's stuff was on ice? Yeah. Will I personally buy it? No. Because I don't watch it.
Don't buy the boxes.
Yeah.
Just buy the cards. And wait.
Expensive, though.
Wait for like a month. Do not buy, you know, Caitlin Clark base cards on release day. Because you will not afford it. It's not worth it. Yeah. You saw what happened with Select. And you see, they were over $100, so like now you can buy them for like $15.
Personally, I would not be buying any of the WNBA. I bought Select when it first dropped. Never again. It's not worth it because it's literally Caitlin Clark and bust. And to me, that's not fun to open that. And personally,
it's like a mic drop, yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Women's sports cards. The only ones I collect is tennis and Alex Morgan because she's the best women's soccer player. But that doesn't even get no love.
So she's the best women's soccer player ever, but okay.
It's the only one I know of that people like. But still, you see the price difference between Caitlin Clark and Alex Morgan, who's one of the biggest women's sports stars there is. The price difference is insane. I don't think it's right.
You forgot one. You forgot a sport that you collect. Women's.
Tennis.
WWE.
Yeah, it's true. I do collect a lot of WWE. They don't sell for as much stuff. Some do, though. Like Tiffany Stratton. but women's sports and women's cards all popular. But for how long, I don't know. I'm not falling into the hype of it, personally. I'm going to keep to what I know. Well, I know is going to stay. And
if you're going to buy Prism, just buy the cards. Don't fall into Panini's little, we're going to, you know,
FOMO and
yeah.
Milk you of everything you got for a chance to get a Caitlin Clark order. Because I'm going to tell you, it's going to be tough to get a Caitlin Clark order. Now, I know in Select, they kind of flew out. I don't think it's going to be this. Like that for this. It's going to be a stickler dump, I feel like. Because this is probably the last WNBA product. Before they lose the license, unless they'll go milk it and have flawless.
Well, I don't know if.
Unless they might not be losing a license for WNBA, actually.
I don't know. I mean, the NBA and WNBA are
shanking together.
Yeah.
So I don't know, actually. Maybe.
Nobody's really said anything.
Yeah. But I know Panini does have Caitlin. So they'll still make Caitlin Clark stuff. So. That's all I got.
That's all I have as well. Thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week. And as always, keep on collecting.